Read the questions.
Example.
I've always heard of au pairs and I always thought it would be a really cool thing to try and do. So I decided to explore the idea of au pairing and thought, like, why not just see if someone is interested in having an au pair for a short term? And I found a couple of families actually, and I thought that was really great. I wanted to go and experience something new, for sure, but mainly traveling and learning a new language.
Extract number one.
I had so many fears and doubts. Well, because I decided I was going to go au pair a month before I left, and also just with COVID, I kind of in the back of my mind thought it was going to be canceled literally right up until I got off the plane and met my host mom for the first time. I thought they were going to turn me around at the border in Spain and just say no. And then once I got there, I was obviously nervous. Just I'd never been to Spain before and none of my fears were valid. I really settled in so quickly and I had the best time and I have no regrets about it.
Extract number two.
I was very close with the mom. We would spend a lot of time in the evenings together. And my host dad, I also loved. He was so sweet. He would always show me all these pictures and these books. And at dinner time, especially, we would have just these huge, long talks. And it was just very funny because he would always talk to me about politics and like very complicated things in Spanish, and I would understand and be like yes, and then my host mom would be like, Abby, she doesn't understand, like you can't be talking to her about this, like this is a lot. And it was just very funny.
Extract number three.
My host parents just had a lot of rules for me, and I didn't want to upset them. On Saturday nights, they still wanted me home at like 10:30. And that was kind of unreasonable as the buses only ran like once an hour. I would end up having to leave the city at 9. And I didn't really love that. Like, whereas my au pair friends kind of had a different relationship with their families where they could go and do whatever they wanted basically for 48 hours in the weekend and their parents wouldn't worry about them. But I would be getting texts from my host mom saying like, come home. I had a close relationship with them. And I didn't want to upset them.
Extract number four.
Go into it and give it your all. And I would listen to Spanish music on the bus, and I would read Spanish magazines, and I would talk in Spanish with my au pair friends all the time, and I really limited my time FaceTiming people in English. And then on my days off, instead of, even though I was exhausted, I would go out and go to museums and do touristy things. Don't make it harder on yourself by speaking in your native language, because that will give you such language fatigue, like translation fatigue. I think that although it was intense, I basically spoke in Spanish for the whole 2 months, and that really, really, really helped.
Extract number 5.
I think that it is a once-in-a-lifetime experience in that I could not do it again because I'm not that good with kids, honestly. Like, I'm not a natural mom. I don't love babysitting or anything. So for me, not having responsibility with the boys was good for me. And having such a laid-back family who was so forgiving and so understanding, I don't think I would find another family like that for me. That was such a good fit.
Now, listen again.
Example.
I've always heard of au pairs, and I always thought it would be a really cool thing to try and do. So I decided to explore the idea of au pairing and thought, like, why not just see if someone is interested in having an au pair for a short term? And I found a couple of families, actually, and I thought that was really great. I wanted to go and experience something new, for sure, but mainly traveling and learning a new language.
Extract number 1.
I had so many fears and doubts. Well, because I decided I was going to go au pair a month before I left, and also just with COVID, I kind of in the back of my mind thought it was going to be canceled literally right up until I got off the plane and met my host mom for the first time. I thought they were going to turn me around at the border in Spain and just say no. And then once I got there, I was obviously nervous. Just I'd never been to Spain before and none of my fears were valid. I really settled in so quickly and I had the best time and I have no regrets about it.
Extract number 2.
I was very close with the mom. We would spend a lot of time in the evenings together. And my host dad, I also loved. He was so sweet. He would always show me all these pictures and these books. And at dinner time, especially, we would have just these huge, long talks. And it was just very funny because he would always talk to me about politics and like very complicated things in Spanish, and I would understand and be like yes, and then my host mom would be like, Abby, she doesn't understand, like you can't be talking to her about this, like this is a lot. And it was just very funny.
Extract number 3.
My host parents just had a lot of rules for me, and I didn't want to upset them. On Saturday nights, they still wanted me home at like 10:30. And that was kind of unreasonable as the buses only ran like once an hour. I would end up having to leave the city at 9. And I didn't really love that. Like, whereas my au pair friends kind of had a different relationship with their families where they could go and do whatever they wanted basically for 48 hours in the weekend and their parents wouldn't worry about them. But I would be getting texts from my host mom saying like, come home. I had a close relationship with them. And I didn't want to upset them.
Extract number 4.
Go into it and give it your all. And I would listen to Spanish music on the bus, and I would read Spanish magazines, and I would talk in Spanish with my au pair friends all the time, and I really limited my time FaceTiming people in English. And then on my days off, instead of, even though I was exhausted, I would go out and go to museums and do touristy things. Don't make it harder on yourself by speaking in your native language, because that will give you such language fatigue, like translation fatigue. I think that although it was intense, I basically spoke in Spanish for the whole 2 months, and that really, really, really helped.
Extract number 5.
I think that it is a once in a lifetime experience, in that I could not do it again, because I'm not that good with kids, honestly. Like, I'm not a natural mom. I don't love babysitting or anything. So for me, not having responsibility with the boys was good for me. And having such a laid back family who was so forgiving and so understanding, I don't think I would find another family like that for me. That was such a good fit.
That is the end of part 2.